Well, I thought it was doubling with Bob there. All right, hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 319 for 29 January 2024. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And if you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system. You can learn more about by directing a web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for about 10 or 15 seconds for priority traffic or to allow stations to disconnect from this conference if they do not want to stick around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those four items of information are what we like to have for check-ins to present. If you do not have an SDF username, well, you know, why not? You know, go to the website and sign up for one. It's free, and you can get all kinds of good stuff with it. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu or GMT via Echolink node 9229, known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E6UX, for allowing us to use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs. You do not have to be a member of the SDF Amateur Radio Club, although you're welcome to join. I'm checking my dashboard here, and with one exception, all the call signs I see are regulars. I see one which might be an individual ham, or it might be a simplex node, Kilo Fox 5, Zulu Bravo Lima. And because I do not recognize that call sign, I'll give a little bit of explanation. First of all, let me run down the list here. I see KD9NDJ, KQ4MII, VE6UX, VK6BQQ, and KC3LYZ. So if there are any stations listening to me off of KF5ZBL simplex node, please come forward now with your call sign so that I can add you to my check-in list. Okay, nothing hurt. We'll try again later. But in the meantime, I think we've got, I think everybody here knows how we do things. We like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussion. Now, this is kind of a lame topic this week maybe, but I think this weekend in the United States is, or maybe it's North America. Anyway, Winter Field Day. And the concept is to do the same thing that we do in June, only we do it in January when the weather is rotten. So it's kind of a hardcore field day, you might say. So the question is, do you participate? Do you want to participate? Do you think it's the stupidest thing you've ever heard? If you have any opinion, that's what we're talking about today. So, first on my list is KC3LYZ.
This is KC3LYZ. Bob in Philadelphia, SDF username Robert R. Back after a few weeks of football and this and that. So, you know, I wouldn't mind trying Winter Field Day someday, but probably like the summer one better. I haven't done either, really, because my HF system is not set up yet. So, and the other thing is, has anybody had experience with the new Kenwood D-Star radio, TND75A.
All right. Well, that's an interesting question. I would be kind of interested in that as well. The first HT I bought was a Kenwood, it was the Tribander. And when they came out with the 74, I was tempted to get one of those. But I didn't. But now that they've come out with a new one, I need to look into that. So that's the question here. Do you know anything about this new Kenwood? I guess it's still a tri-bander, only now it has D-Star and APRS and, you know, everything built in. I think I think I have that right. Robert, can you confirm?
Yeah, that's right. It seems to be similar. I had the 74, and it's I really like it, except for the battery life. So I'm wondering if the 75 might be a little bit better.
Okay, so that's the secondary topic this week, or maybe it should be the primary anyway. All right, thank you, Robert. Moving along, next on my list is KD9NDJ.
Good evening, Wayne, and everybody on the net tonight. My name is Ken. My SDF username is KDB. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois. Yeah, as far as that Kenwood transceiver goes, I had no experience with it. I just drooled at it in the catalog. It's a little rich for my blood. I've got a 51A, I think, but Dell's been using it. That's KD9OBW. But, you know, it's a good radio. But the Kenwood looks sharp, that's for sure, and I love Kenwood gear in general. I haven't really bought any, but my dad had some. So anyway, Wayne, you're a little hard to hear. I'm using a Windows laptop and got the internal speaker, so I'm not sure I'm answering the right question, but that's all I got. This is KD9NDJ.
No, you were spot on, and I'm looking at my view meter, and I'm right around 50% most of the time, so I don't know what else I can do besides maybe moving closer and talking really loud, but I don't think that's a long-term solution. All right, let's see. Next on my list here is KQ4MII. Okay, perhaps Mark had to go away from the from his station there. Let's go with VE6UX.
AB9FJ in the net, Victor Echo 6, Uniform X-Ray, Michael here in Balmy, Calgary, Alberta. My SDF username is Tabalaya, rhymes with Jeremiah, kind of spelt the same way. And I don't have a whole lot to say on a few things. That Kenwood, as far as I know, isn't available. It's not available up here in Canada yet anyway, so I wouldn't have any news on how to do that. As far as winter field day, I usually only ever operate when I'm in the field, and I am in the field often, and typically I do the RAC Canada Winter Contest, which is between December and January, usually between Christmas and New Year's. And so, yeah, between Christmas and New Year's here, it was 45 below Celsius, which is about 45 below Fahrenheit, and so I didn't go out into the field. I don't have any HF gear at my house here. All I have is my little D-Star radios, whatever, the 51A and a couple of 31As, I guess they are, UHF radios as well. I will be buying the Kenwood UHF rig eventually, and that's probably the only thing I'll operate from my QTH. Too much noise here in Calgary to do HF, and HF isn't as much fun as it used to be when I was younger. So back to net, AB9FJ, and the rest of the crowd, BE6UX.
All right. Well, thank you, Michael. And, yeah, staying home when it's minus 45, I second that motion. Next on my list is BK6BQQ.
AB9FJ in the group, BK6BQQ, a very good morning from Western Australia. And yes, Michael has mentioned here that KF5ZBL builds in Texas, and I guess he forgot to disconnect things when we had the net on Saturday. So that's why he's here, but he's MIA at the moment. Field day. I haven't had a field day in years. It would be interesting to see. I don't see too much activity over here in Western Australia, but apparently there is a little activity. So sounds good, and well, we'll pass it back to you, Wayne. Real good to hear you in, sir, and great to hear Michael, but 50-some-odd below Calgary. Boy, I tell you, that's frosty. Back to you, sir, VK6BQQ Australia.
Okay, thank you, Reg. Yeah, let's see. So I've gone through the list once. So as you say, Bill perhaps was just, left his station connected. But let's try one more time. KF5ZBL. Anyone on that simplex node, if you would like to join our net, please come now with your call sign. Okay, nothing heard. Let's go back and try KQ4MII. Mark, are you back there?
KQ4MII, radio check. How do you read? Over.
You sound marvelous.
Okay, thank you, Wayne. I'm not sure what happened earlier. I was talking, and I guess you weren't hearing me, but I see my meter running here, so I'm going to assume you can hear me now. This is KQ4MII. My name is Mark. I am in Reston, Virginia, USA. My SDF login is M. Cornick. Winterfield Day. Winter and I don't really get along. I don't enjoy being outside in the winter, and so Winterfield Day is going to be a hard pass for me. But, Summerfield Day, that might be something I do. We'll see once the time comes around. I know the club tries to do it every year, and I would probably be into that in some way or another. As for the new Kenwood gear, my wallet says no. I'm still kind of recovering from the holidays here. But I'll keep an eye on it. Certainly one of those people who tends to get distracted by new shiny, so I have to be a little careful what I spend my money on. But just looking up the THD-74 page on Kenwood looks pretty nice. So the 75 is an improvement on that. Ought to be a nice little HT. So I'll keep an eye on it for those times when I have money to blow on ham radio equipment. But for now, here I am. Thanks for running the net. This is KQ4MII. Back to you, Wade.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. And, as I recall, I'm guessing that the 74 was like a $400 or $500 radio. So it is kind of pricey. But a sweet radio if you can afford it. So I've given everyone a chance here, so let's see if we want to have a second round here. Does anyone want to have a recheck? Okay. Well, we're about 16 minutes after the hour here. Lately, I've been trying to drag my feet and keep the net going until at least 20 or 30 minutes after the hour, so that some of the Australians can join us after the other nets that they're involved in. But I don't really have any chatter to keep the net going here. So I'm kind of ready to wrap it up. One more call for additional comments or rechecks, anything you want to add, please call now. Right. It just occurred to me that I did not see the November Bravo Zero X-ray gateway node connected this week. So perhaps Matthew is working on it, or maybe there's some issue there. So anyway, that bears watching for next week to see if that changes. So where am I in the script here? Let me remind you that you can, I think everybody here knows that you can join our mailing list. And anyone who wants to try their hand at being a net control, drop me some emails. And so this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net at, let's call it 0020 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, join us in comm on SDF in the non-radio room. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73.